Crazy Elephant, gimme good lovin'. You're listening to 104.9 WFIW, also online at WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here in the WFIW studios. It's time for Fairfield Girls softball game. This is part of National Little League Week between Podolsky Oil and Brain Training Center. Want to mention the sponsorships for this National Little League Week game: Citizens National Bank of Albion, Kerry Andrews Rice State Farm, Ryan Rice Attorney at Law, Greenwald Construction, Halstonton Funeral Home, Jason Greenwald Farms, Little Red Barn, Lone Oak Excavating and Trucking, Neal's Truck Parts Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts in Wayne City, Reed Farms Pioneer Seed Sales, and Beck's Hybrid Seed Sales, Richie Greenwald. Let's go out to Southwest Park where we join Mark Turner.
Back in 1939, Carl Stotts and his wife, Greg.
Thank you, Derek, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to Southwest Park. It is National Little League Week, and as we've done in the past here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com, we bring you several Little League baseball and softball games. This will actually be our first full game of the week. We got three innings in on Monday before it was called off and postponed by lightning. And then last night, everything was rained out because of the storms in the area. So tonight, Podolsky Oil and the Brain Training Center, it will be our first Little League game of the year here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. This is a majors game in the Fairfield Girls Softball Association. That means girls going into 7th, 8th, and 9th grade, and maybe some 6th graders thrown in there as well. Coaches for the Brain Training Center is going to be Jeremy Ellis, and Podolsky Oil coached by Bobby Wells. Here's the lineup for Podolsky Oil tonight. Hannah Losey will lead off at third base. Chelsea Cuff is at second base. She'll bat second. Lainey Kuntz is catching. She'll bat third. The center fielder is Eden West. She'll bat fourth. Number five hitter is Elia West. She'll play first base. Sydney Watson is at shortstop and will bat sixth. Reagan Wells on the mound this evening. She'll bat seventh. Ella Thompson is in right field batting eighth. And Alexis Simpson is in left field. She'll bat ninth for Podolsky Oil. For the Brain Training Center, Aaliyah Zerlini will lead things off and play second base. Mabry Ellis is on the mound. She'll pitch. Kate Book is catching. She'll bat third. Kinsey Scarborough is at first base, batting cleanup. Lainey Clark at third base, bats fifth. Kinley Poole plays center field, bats sixth. Sarah McGahee is in left field. She'll bat seventh. Darby Bingley in right field, bats eighth. And Ava Best at shortstop is the number nine hitter. And we are set for action here with Podolsky Oil starting things off, and Hannah Losey on the plate. First pitch swinging, and she'll foul that one off behind the Brain Training Center dugouts. As we mentioned, Reagan Wells on the mound here. The only difference between high school and college softball here is the mound is at 40 feet in majors Fairfield Girls Softball Association play here. That is the only difference. They'll play seven innings, and they'll play nine hitters. 0-1 count on Losey. There's the pitch from Wells. That's taken high for ball one. 1-1 count on Hannah Losey, third baseman for Podolsky Oil. And the leadoff hitter, that one, he is going to be fouled off right behind us, and the count is now 1-2. We've got Little League action tomorrow night for you over at Wayne City. Baseball between JT's and Superior, still 6 o'clock the broadcast time here on WFIW. There's the 1-2 delivery that's taken low, and well, that's taken for a strike, and it's a strikeout for Wells. Start this ball game, and there's one out here on the top of the first, and Chelsea Cuff will bat second and play second base for Podolsky Oil. She looks at ball one to the outside. National Little League Week, second week of June. Pitch on the way. And that's taken for a ball as well. 2-0 count on Chelsea Cuff. Pitcher for the Brain Training Center is Mabry Ellis. Behind the plate is Kate Book. That pitch taken low. And now it's a 2-1 count. Now they get a ball in from the from out of play. They'll throw it back to the umpire. They're set for action now. 2-1 count on Chelsea Cuff here. Pitch is on the way. That's taken up high for a ball. And Chelsea Cuff will walk. And she's on base. Lainey Kuntz, the catcher for Podolsky Oil, will step in now. One out, a runner on first here on the top of the first inning. Fairfield Girls Softball Association action this evening in the majors wing. Swing and a strike. Cuff takes off for second and gets the steal easy. Throw goes into center field, and Cuff is going to go all the way to third. Now she'll round third and is coming in to score, and it's 1-0 Podolsky Oil. Any coach will tell you, walks will kill you. And that walk to Chelsea Cuff hurt the brain training center a lot. He stole second. Throw past second base into the outfield, and Cuff was able to go all the way around third and come home to score, and it's 1-0. All right. Coons is set. She'll swing. A little soft roller over toward third base. She picks it up. Not in time. And it's an infield base hit for Coons. That'll bring in Eden West. West playing center field this evening for Podolsky Oil, left-handed batter. Field batter here with one out, one on. Pitch on the way, that one. Going to be grounded over toward first base. The first baseman for Grain Training Center picks it up and throws it out. Throw over to third. As Coons tried to take third, she'll get in there on the fielder's choice. But it's two outs now for Eliah West. Eliah playing first base this evening for Podolsky Oil. Pitch on the way, swing and a strike. One delivery coming from Ellis. That one taken low for a ball. Two outs here. Top of the first inning. One run has already crossed the plate for Podolsky Oil. They've got a runner at third. West looks at ball too low. And it's 2-1 count on the Podolsky Oil first baseman, Elijah West. Pitch, Mellis on the way. Swing and a strike, and evens the count at 2-2. West could not lay off that high one. 2-2 count here, and Mabry Ellis looking to get out of this first inning with no more damage. There's a swing and a strike, and that'll do it for the first inning. One runner left on, and one scores. And at the end of one, it is Podolsky Oil 1 and the Brain Training Center 0. Little League action this year brought to you by a number of sponsors, including Citizens National Bank in Mount Erie, Harry Andrews Rice State Farm, Ryan Rice Attorney at Law, Greenwald Construction, Hustleton Funeral Home, Jason Greenwald Farms, The Little Red Barn, Lone Oak Excavating and Trucking, Neal's Truck Parts, Inc., Napa Auto Parts of Wayne City, Reed Farms Pioneer Seed Sales, and Vex Hybrid Seed Salesman, Richie Greenwald. Getting set here for the bottom of the first inning. One run crossed the plate for Podolsky Oil in that first inning. Lineup for the Brain Training Center is going to be Aaliyah Zerlini, second base. Mabry Ellis, the pitcher, bats second. Kate Book behind the plate will bat third. Kenzie Scarborough at first base bats fourth. Lainey Clark will bat fifth. She's at third. Kinley Poole is in center field. She'll bat sixth. Sarah McGahee is in left field. She'll bat seventh. Darby Bigley in right field bats eighth. And Ava Best is the shortstop. She'll bat ninth for the Brain Training Center. On the mound for Podolsky Oil is going to be Reagan Wells. Behind the plate, Lainey Kuntz. We are set for action here in the bottom of the first inning, with Podolsky Oil leading 1-0. One more quick warm-up toss coming up from Reagan Wells, the pitcher for Podolsky Oil. There's the throw down to second. We're set. Leah Zerlini will step in. Plays second base for Coach Jeremy Ellis here. And will lead things off for the Brain Training Center. This is just one of five games we've got for National Little League Week for you on the radio. Action tomorrow night from Wayne City, 6 o'clock, JT's and Superior Steel in Little League Baseball from Wayne City. Derek Dunn has the call on that one. There's the pitch. That one's going to be popped up. Wells handles it, and it's one out quickly as Zerlini swung on the first pitch and popped it up to the pitcher. That will bring in Mabry Ellis, the pitcher for the Brain Training Center. She bats second and will step in to face off against Reagan Wells. Wells is set. Here's the pitch. And that's taken for a strike. 0-1 count on Mabry Ellis, the pitcher for the Brain Training Center. Mentioned earlier, the Brain Training Center coached by Jeremy Ellis. And Podolsky Oil coached by Bobby Wells. That pitch low, and it's a 1-1 count on Ellis. We are set now. Ellis steps back in. And Wells is set. Here is the pitch. That one's on the way, and that's taken for a strike, and it's a 1-2 count. Citizens National Bank in Mount Airy introducing new mobile wallets. No fluff, no nonsense, no hidden fees. Just banking the way you need it. Get immediate notifications of each purchase and more. Citizens National Bank of Albion. No better banking. Member FDIC. That pitch fouled off by Ellis. And maybe trots back. She'll start things over here. 1-0, Podolsky Oil scored one in the top of the first inning. Now Ellis is back in the box. Pitch from Wells on the way. That's taken high for a ball. Count goes full. On deck, Kate Book catching tonight for the Brain Training Center. Wells is set with a 3-2 delivery. That one going to be sent out deep to right field. It's dropped by the right fielder. And Ellis is on her way to third. She'll hold up a third with a stand-up triple. And the Brain Training Center got something cooking here in the bottom of the first inning. One out, runner on third, and Mabry Ellis for Kate Book. Catcher number three hitter. All right, Wells is set with the pitch. All the way, that one's going to be fouled off behind us. Strike one. Waiting for a ball now, comes back into play. And we're set. Reagan Wells on the mound for Podolsky Oil. Her battery mate is Lainey Kuntz. Wells is set. Book is set. There's the pitch. Take it inside for a ball. Runner at third is Mabry Ellis. Her fly out to right field. Got away from the Podolsky Oil right fielder. And allowed her to go all the way to third. And that's where she stands with one out here in the bottom of the first. Pitch on the way from Wells. Taking low for a ball. Throw down to third base. And Ellis is back safely. Mentioned earlier, the Majors League of the Fairfield Girls Softball Association. Girls going into 7th, 8th, or 9th grade. And some 6th graders thrown in there as well. Pitch on the way. That's taken for a ball. And Book heads to first with a walk. Runners at the corners now. One out, bottom of the first for Kenzie Scarborough. Pitch on the way from Wells. Right back up the middle. Wells handles it. One run's going to score, but Wells on the fielder's choice throws out Scarborough at first. One run scores, though, and we are tied at one here in the bottom of the first. Two outs now, bottom of the first now for the third baseman, Lainey Clark. Runner at second. Pitch is on the way. That's taken for a strike. 0-1 delivery coming up from Reagan Wells. Pitch on the way. Over to the shortstop. Slow roller. And Clark is on at first with an infield single, and that allows the runner at second, Hank Buff, to move over to third. Kenzie Poole, the batter now, playing center field this evening for the Brain Training Center. Now the umpires are going to have a conference here. We'll see what's going on. We mentioned action tomorrow night for you. Wayne City Little League action. JT's and Superior Steel. Derek Dunn is going to have the call on that one for you from the Western Wayne Little League over there to Wayne City. 6 o'clock, just before 6, the broadcast time. And then we've got action next Tuesday and Wednesday for you as part of our Little League Week coverage on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Kenzie Poole, Kenley Poole steps in. Runners at the corners. Runner at first takes off. And Clark moves over to second. Now runners at second and third. Two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Wells is set. Here's the pitch. That's taken high. Throw down to third once again. Book, however, gets back safely. Pitch on the way. That's taken for a strike. Two strikes now on Kenley Poole. He'll step back in with runners at second and third at 2 outs, bottom of the first. Pitch on the way. That's taken for a strike. And that will be strike two. My mistake, she just had one strike off. All right, now two strikes on Poole. And she'll step back in. There's the pitch. Swing and a strike, and Wells gets out of it. A couple of runners left on, though. Brain Training Center gets one, and we're at the end of one with the score tied 1-1. This is Little League Softball on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Second inning coming up.
Back in 1939, Carl Stotts and his wife Grace developed an idea for an organization to promote teamwork and fair play for neighborhood youth. With the help of family, on June 6th, the first Little League game was played. And this week, the following help us celebrate and salute all the good the Little League brings to families and kids in our region. Citizens National Bank of Albion, State Farm agent Carrie Andrews Rice, Greenwald Construction, Beck's Hybrid Seed Sales Representative Richie Greenwald, Hasselton Funeral Home, Ryan Rice, attorney at law, the Little Red Barn, Lone Oak, Excavating and Trucking, Neal's Truck Parts Incorporated, your Wayne City Napa Auto Parts, Jason Greenwald Farms, and the Pioneer Seed Sales Team at Reed Farms. Little League is the largest youth sports program in the world today, and these businesses join the original company in saluting a great program that instills sportsmanship, volunteerism, physical fitness, and an appreciation of a game that's been loved for generations.
Carrie Andrews Rice State Farm, another one of our fine sponsors for Little League Week action. Be it home or auto, Carrie Andrews Rice State Farm Insurance gives you the advantage. Shop for a better rate today at CarrieCanHelp.com. Carrie Andrews Rice State Farm, one of our fine sponsors for Little League action, Little League Week action here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Top of the second coming up. Both teams scored one apiece in their respective half innings, and we are tied at 1-1 going into the top of the second inning. For Podolsky Oil, it's going to be Sydney Watson, Reagan Wells, and Ella Thompson. Anybody gets on, the left fielder Alexis Simpson will bat for Coach Bobby Wells. All right, Watson playing shortstop. She'll step in now. A right-handed batter to face Mabry Ellis. Kick off the top of the second. Tied at 1-1. Podolsky Oil and the Brain Training Center. Fairfield Girls Softball Majors action for you this evening. That first pitch from Ellis taken high for a ball. And it's a 1-0 count on Watson. Pitch on the way. Watson looks at an inside strike. The count even at 1-1 now. One delivery coming up from Ellis. Pitch on the way. That's taken high for ball two. 2-1 the count now on Sidney Watson, shortstop for Podolsky Oil. Decked out in the orange and black this evening. Pitch all the way, that's high. Ball three. 3-1 count on Watson. 3-1 delivery from Ellis coming up. And that will hit Watson. And she'll head down to first. Reagan Wells steps in. She's the pitcher for Podolsky Oil. With nobody out here in the top of the second and a runner at first. Pitch on the way. Wells will foul one straight back. Hits the screen right in front of the press box here at Southwest Park. And it's an 0-1 count on Reagan Wells. Mabry Ellis now set with the 0-1 delivery. Here is the pitch. Wells down the left field line. That's going to drop fair. And it's going to be extra bases. Oh, Reagan Wells, no, she'll go halfway and retreat back to first. And it's runners at the corners now for Podolsky Oil with nobody out here in the top of the second for Ella Thompson, the right fielder. Nice piece of hitting by Reagan Wells. She took that down the left field line. Pitch on the way. That's taken low for a ball. Wells is going to take second. And it's runners second and third. Couple of runners in scoring position for Ella Thompson here. Thompson has a 1-0 count on her. Mabry Ellis working in some trouble here. Ellis swings, sends one down the right field line, and it's going to go foul. Count even at 1-1 now. Nice idea by Thompson to take it down the right field line. It would have scored two had it stayed fair. Ellis now set with the 1-1 delivery. Here is the pitch. That grounded straight up the middle. Ellis picks it up, checks the runner back to first. Back at home and goes over to first with the runner. Sidney Watson comes home anyway, and it's 2-1 now. And Wells, over at second, will advance to third on the play. Fielder's choice, one out here, top of the second. The RBI fielder's choice by Ella Thompson. And that'll bring in the number 9 hitter, Alexa Simpson, for Podolsky Oil here. Pitch on the way, Simpson fouls one straight back. It's the screen right in front of me. Oh, one count on Alexa Simpson now. Ellis is set. Now Simpson steps out. Now she's back in the box. Pitch on the way. By the way, got this note from Josh Zerlini just a bit ago. All of the Fairfield Men's Slow Pitch Softball Association games, they are canceled this evening. Rained out. Pitch from Ellis was a ball. It's 1-1. That pitch taken for a low strike, and it's 1-2 now. 1-2 the count on Alexis Simpson. One out here. Top of the second inning. Runner on third. Simpson fouls one straight back. That one made me blink. Hit that screen right in front of me. And the count at 1-2. Simpson was just on it. Pitch on the way. That one taking low for a ball. Wells is going to try and score. And she'll beat the throw. Wells slides home safely for the second run of the inning, the third overall for Podolsky Oil. 2-2 count. Nobody on that pitch. Out into the left center field gap. Simpson, around second, she'll hold there with a single. That'll bring in the leadoff hitter, Hannah Losey. Losey playing third this afternoon, or this evening, for Podolsky Oil. One out, one on. That one going to be fouled up, straight up, and hits the press box right above me. And it's an 0-1 count on the Podolsky Oil leadoff hitter, Hannah Losey. right, Losey in with the one with the 0-1 count here. H. Mel is on the way, that one. And that's in for a strike. Samson down at second base now after the stolen base, and it's two strikes now on Losey. Two strikes now on Losey. Ellis looking for a strikeout. That one sails over the catcher's head. Going to allow the runner at second, Simpson, to move up to third. Runner at third is Simpson. Stole second and then advanced to third on that pass ball. That pitch going to be fouled off once again by Losey. Count remains with two strikes. Ryan Rice, attorney at law, another one of our sponsors. Have you been injured in an auto or semi-crash? Protect your rights with Ryan Rice. Rice, attorney at law. Ryan has handled many fatal auto and semi-crashes cases and is referred car crash cases by other attorneys. Call for your free consultation today at 618-919-1155 or 618-842-4471. Pass ball here, and that allows the third run of the inning to score. Pitch on the way. That's taken high for a ball. Three runs across the plate here in the top of the second inning, and it's 4-1 in favor of Podolsky Oil at this point. Pitch on the way from Ellis, and that's ball four. So Losey trots down to first with a walk. Kelsey Cuff will check in. She walked and scored. Back in the first inning, first run of the game for Podolsky Oil. Cuff is set. Runner takes off. And Losey gets a stolen base. Talked it earlier, walks will kill you. Losey walks, she advances to second on the stolen base. And now with one out here in the top of the second, she's in scoring position. Right up the middle. Lua Ellis handles it over to first for the second out of the inning, but the runner at second, Losey, moves up to third. Two outs here. Top of the second inning for Laney Koontz. Koontz singled, was stranded at third back in the first inning. 1-for-1 on the evening. First pitch to Koontz is taken for a strike. Two outs now, top of the second inning. Podolsky Oil on top of the Brain Training Center, 4-1. Pitch on the way. That's a high ball, and it's 1-1. All right, Koontz back in with the 1-1 count. Ellis is set. Roxanne fires. That one's going to be fouled off over the first base dugout. That's the Podolsky Oil dugout. And the count now 1-2. Koontz back in. Ellis set with the pitch. That one going to be lined over the third baseman's head. Another run is going to score. Koontz rounds first. She'll retreat back to first with a single. Now 2-for-2 on the evening. And that will bring in Eden West. Grounded into a fielder's choice back in the first. Left-handed hitter. A bat here for Podolsky Oil with 2 outs, 1 on. All right, Koontz takes off for second. She's credited with a stolen base. And it's a 1-0 count on Eden West. Set with the pitch, that one is taken on the outside corner for a strike. Count now 1-1 on the Podolsky Oil center fielder, Eden West. Pitch on the way. West swings. That one's going to be popped up. First baseman over there for Podolsky Oil makes a great play. Playing first for the Brain Training Center is Kinsey Scarborough. She made a great leaping grab of that one and that will do it for the top of the second inning. Podolsky Oil gets four, though, and they lead 5-1 after one and a half. This is Little League Softball on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com.
Back in 1939, Carl Stotts and his wife Grace developed an idea for an organization to promote teamwork and fair play for neighborhood youth. With the help of family, on June 6th, the first Little League game was played. And this week, the following help us celebrate and salute all the good the Little League brings to families and kids in our region. Citizens National Bank of Albion, State Farm Agent Carrie Andrews Rice, Greenwald Construction, Beck's Hybrid Seed Sales Representative Richie Greenwald, Hasselton Funeral Home, Ryan Rice, Attorney at Law, The Little Red Barn, Lone Oak, Excavating and Trucking, Neal's Truck Parts Incorporated, Your Wayne City Napa Auto Parts, Jason Greenwald Farms, and the Pioneer Seed Sales Team at Reed Farms. Little League is the largest youth sports program in the world today, and these businesses join the original company in saluting a great program that instills sportsmanship, volunteerism, physical fitness, and an appreciation of a game that's been loved for generations.
All right, we are getting set for the bottom of the second inning here. Podolsky Oil picked up four big runs in the top of the second inning, and they lead this one 5-1. Coming up for the Brain Training Center is going to be Sarah McGahee, Darby Bigley, and Ava Best. Hitters number 7, 8, and 9. Anybody gets on, the leadoff hitter, Aaliyah Zerlini, will bat here in the bottom of the second inning. McGahee plays left field. She'll lead things off here in the bottom of the second against Reagan Wells. Brain Training Center, coached by Jeremy Ellis. They're decked out in the black pants and the teal tops. That first pitch taken for a ball on the inside. It's 1-0 on McGahee. Pitch coming up. That pitch going to be fouled off. Evens up the count at 1-1. Little League action tomorrow night from Wayne City, the Western Wayne Little League. Boys action, JT's in Superior Steel. Derek Dunn has to call about 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. That pitch from Wells taken inside for ball two. 2-1 the count now on Sarah McGahee. Pitch on the way, that one fouled right back. And it's two strikes now on the Brain Training Center left fielder. Fairfield Girls Softball Association, four different leagues here play at Southwest Park. That pitch, grounded. Short liner. Wells could not get to it, and McGahee is on with an infield base hit. Four leagues play in the Fairfield Girls Softball Association here at Southwest Park. They play games Monday through Thursday. And they've got T-ball, coach pitch, the minors, and the majors. And that's what we've got this evening, majors action between Podolsky Oil and the Brain Training Center. Pitch on the way. It's just about got away from the Podolsky Oil catcher. He picks it up, though, and it's a 1-0 count on Darby Bigley. Bigley playing right field for the Brain Training Center. Pitch on the way. Bigley steps out of the box, out of the way, and it's 2-0. Quickly on the right fielder for coach Jeremy Ellis. Nobody out, one on here. That pitch taken high for ball three. 3-0 count on Bigley. Wells is set. There is the pitch. And that's taken for a strike. Count now 3-1. On Bigley. Pitch on the way from Wells. And that's taken for a strike. Count now full at 3-2 on Bigley. Number 8 hitter for the Brain Training Center is ready. There's the pitch. He backs out and looks at strike 3. First out of the bottom of the second inning here, and that'll bring in the shortstop, Ava Best. That's one of the youngest players on the team this evening, the Brain Training Center. Pitch on the way, Bess. Swinging first pitch and fouls it off. Next, Best actually played in the game just before this one. Brain Training Center showed a player this season, had to pick up someone. Pitch on the way, Best looks at one inside. For a ball, count at 1-1. Pitch from Wells on the way, Best grounds it over toward third baseman, picks it up over to first, could not handle, and Best is on first, courtesy of an error, and that'll bring runners at the corners, one out for the leadoff hitter, Aaliyah Zerlini, 0-1 on the evening. Zerlini plays second base for the Brain Training Center, 0-1 flying out to the pitcher to start the ball game for the Brain Training Center. Pitch on the way from Wells. Zerlini swinging on the first one. Over to third. And an out at third. And that'll be two outs now. For Ellis, the pitcher. Ellis tripled and scored back in the first, score the only Brain Training Center run. 4-1 our score right now in the bottom of the second. Ellis is set. Wells with the pitch. Ellis looks at ball one high. Runners at first and second here with 2 outs, bottom of the second. No delivery on the way from Wells. That's taken high for ball two. Two oh count now on Mabry Ellis. Pitch on the way, Ellis. Skies high, a pop out to short right field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. One run is going to score. And the runner at first, Zerlini, takes third. So Best scores second run of the game on the single by Ellis, and Ellis is 2-for-2 on the evening. And that'll bring in the catchers, Kate Book. Book walked, stranded at third, back in the first. She'll bat here with runners at the corners and 2 outs. Pitch on the inside. That actually hit Book. And that will mean bases loaded now. Kenzie Scarborough checks in, fielder's choice, back in the first. Scarborough made a nice defensive play to end of the top of the second inning. Good bat with bases loaded. Lines one foul on the first baseline. Would have scored at least two had it stayed fair. All right, she'll step back in with an 0-1 count against her. Wells is set. Here's the pitch. That's inside for ball one. Throw down to third. And it looks like the runner at third, that is Zerlini, he is back safely. Just barely. Jeremy Ellis took a little bit of time there to make sure Zerlini was okay. She collided with the third baseman from Podolsky Oil. Pitch on the way. That one's going to be lined out to short right field. Right fielder for Podolsky Oil picks it up. And that'll be 3 outs, the third out. Here in the bottom of the second inning. 3 runners stranded. Brain Training Center picks up one, though, and at the end of two, it's Podolsky Oil 5 and the Brain Training Center 2. This is Little League Softball on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com.
Back in 1939, Carl Stotts and his wife, Grace, developed an idea for an organization to promote teamwork and fair play for neighborhood youth. With the help of family, on June 6th, the first Little League game was played. And this week, the following help us celebrate and salute all the good the Little League brings to families and kids in our region. Citizens National Bank of Albion, State Farm Agent Carrie Andrews Rice, Greenwald Construction, Beck's Hybrid Seed Sales Representative Richie Greenwald, Hasselton Funeral Home, Ryan Rice, Attorney at Law, The Little Red Barn, Lone Oak, Excavating and Trucking, Neal's Truck Parts Incorporated, Your Wayne City Napa Auto Parts, Jason Greenwald Farms, and the Pioneer Seed Sales Team at Reed Farms. Little League is the largest youth sports program in the world today, and these businesses join the original company in saluting a great program that instills sportsmanship, volunteerism, physical fitness, and an appreciation of a game that's been loved for generations.
Hasselton Funeral Home is another one of our fine sponsors for Little League Week action for you. When a loved one has passed, trust Hasselton Funeral Home to arrange a warm and heartfelt gathering as you say your final goodbyes. Hasselton Funeral Home caring staff will be there. Call Hasselton Funeral Home at 673-2131. All right, we are getting set for the top of the third inning with Podolsky Oil leading this one 4-1. For Podolsky here in the top of the third, it's going to be Eliah West, Sidney Watson, and Reagan Wells to face off against Mabry Ellis. Eliah West will step in here. Eliah playing first base for Podolsky Oil this evening. Beautiful night for softball action. And a better place could you be on a beautiful Wednesday night than at the ballpark? Ellis is set. There is the pitch. West looks at ball one low. Oh, one count now on Eliah West. Pitch from Ellis is on the way. West. We'll send that one down the third baseline out of play. And the count is 1-1 now. One count on Eliah West. Mabry Ellis gets the ball back from Coach Jeremy Ellis. Now West will step in. Ellis is set. And Ellis is bringing the 1-1 delivery. There's the pitch. Bounces that one in. And it hits West. And will send her down to first base. That one just got away from Mabry Ellis just a bit. That bounced 20 feet away from home plate. Then bounced in to hit West. That will bring in Sidney Watson. He was hit by a pitch and scored back in the second. He looks to bunt. Looks at ball one. Pulls back. Pulls it back as it's high. Watson looks at ball two. Now she's back in, ready for the pitch. Pitch on the way. That's taken high for ball three. A 3-0 count on Sidney Watson. Nobody out. Top of the third, West, or rather Watson, looks at ball four. And that'll bring in Reagan Wells. Wells singled and scored. Back in the first, Jeremy Ellis is going to go out and have a chat with his pitcher, Mabry Ellis. Try and settle her down just a bit. Jason Greenwald Farms would like to invite everyone out to the Diamond this summer to catch a ball game. Proud supporter of National Little League Week 2018. That is Jason Greenwald Farms. All right. Runners at first and second. Nobody out here. Top of the third for Reagan Wells. Wells swings on the first pitch. Shortstop. Stopped it, but could not get it over to second for an out. Everybody's safe. That would mean bases loaded for Ella Thompson. Thompson is not having an official at bat here. Now she'll step in with nobody out. The bases loaded here, top of the third inning. And Podolsky leading the Brain Training Center 5-2. Thompson looks at ball one high. That's five straight balls thrown by Mabry Ellis. Pitch is on the way. That one grounded over toward first. And that's going to be through for a base hit. It's going to score two. And Thompson into second.
Hey, nobody first. Look your back, then go one. Same thing, girls. Look your back, go one.
Ellis has set a couple of more runs across the plate for Podolsky. Swinging. Slow roller toward third. Ellis picks it up over to first. And that'll be the first out of the inning. Another run will score, though. And Reagan Wells moves over to Reagan Wells scores. And that means Thompson moves over to third. Leadoff hitter, Anna Losey steps in. Losey 0 for 1 on the evening. Walked and scored back in the second. She'll bat here with a runner at third and one out here in the top of the third. Pitch on the way. That one gets away from Ellis. Thompson scores from third on the wild pitch. And that'll bring in four. That's four more this inning. And that makes it 9-2 right now in favor of Podolsky Oil. All right, Anna Losey bats here with nobody on and one out in the top of the third. Pitch on the way. Losey is going to foul that one up out of play. Approaching 9 o'clock on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Boy, wind has picked up just a little bit. Nice breeze blowing in from the northeast. Really cooled off nicely here at the ballpark. That one got away from Ellis just a bit as well. And Losey will step back in. Pitch on the way. Nice pitch, just a little bit low. There's ball four. And Losey heads down to first with her second walk of the game. Chelsea Cuff steps in, walked and scored back in the first. She was a fielder's choice victim in the second. She'll bat here in the top of the third. With a runner on first and one out. Pitch on the way, the runner. Losey takes off, and she's credited with a stolen base, and she's down in scoring position. Pitch on the way, swing, and a strike. Cuff swinging it. Pitch high and out of the zone. Strike one. Now she's back in and set. Ellis is set. Here's the 1-1 delivery. That one grounded over toward first. Brain Training Center picks it up, and it's a 3 unassisted play for the second out of the inning. Losey over at second moves up to third on the play, and that'll bring in Laney Koontz. Koontz, 2 for 2 on the night. Couple of singles, has been stranded both times she's gotten on base. She She'll bat here with two outs and a runner on third. And she'll look at strike one. Inside strike from Mabry Ellis. Pitch on the way. That's up high for a ball. One and one the count now on Coons. Pitch on the way. That's taken low for a ball. Count two and one on Laney Coons. One delivery coming up from Ellis. That's up high for ball three. Pitch on the way. Up high for ball four. And Coons down to first with a walk. You know, when the Hungries hit the Little Red Bar in Wayne City. Offering a delicious menu with daily specials and even pizza and sub sandwiches. Stop by their location at 802 West Robinson in Wayne City or give them a call at 895-2288. And the loaded banana split when you're at the Little Red Barn. That's what I always get. Or you can have one of their great pies, man. First pitch to Eden West, fouled off straight back. And it's an 0-1 count. West swinging on the next pitch. It's fouled straight back as well. Quickly an 0-2 count on the number 5 hitter for Podolsky Oil, the center fielder, Eden West. 0-2 delivery from Ellis on the way. Swing and a strike. Got away from Book. A run is going to score. And that will get West down at first. So five runs have now crossed the plate, and it's 10-2, and that'll bring in Eliah West. She'll bat for the second time this inning here. West swings at the first pitch. She fouls that one off. Eliah West steps in. Strikeout victim back in the first. Hit by a pitch and scored in the third. Scored earlier this inning, I guess. Now an 0-1 count on Eliah West. Pitch on the way, West. Man, that's a nice one straight out to center field. That's going to score one. All right, Coons does score on that one. And that'll mean six runs score here for Podolsky Oil here in the top of the third. Eliah West gets a single. And at the end of 2.5 innings, it is Podolsky Oil 11 and Brain Training Center 2. Lone Oak Excavating and Trucking. One call does it all. Field and tile repair, terraces, excavation, and more. Lone Oak Excavating and Trucking makes it easy. One bill, one piece. Call 648-2286. Another one of our fine sponsors this evening. I want to thank all those folks, Citizens National Bank in Mount Erie, Gary Andrews Rice State Farm, Ryan Rice Attorney at Law, Greenwald Construction, Hasselton Funeral Home, Jason Greenwald Farms, The Little Red Barn, Lone Oak Excavating and Trucking, Neal's Truck Parts, Inc., Napa Auto Parts, Wayne City, Reed Farms Pioneer Seed Sales, and Beck's Hybrid Seed Sales, Richie Greenwalt. We're in the bottom of the third inning here with Podolsky Oil leading the Brain Training Center, 11-2. Podolsky has scored one in the first, four in the second, six in the third for their total of 11. And leading off here in the bottom of the third, it's going to be Laney Clark, Kennelly Poole, Sarah McGahee. Anybody gets on, Darby Bigley for the Brain Training Center. Brain Training Center has scored one each in each of the first two innings. And stepping in is going to be Laney Clark, third baseman. for the Brain Training Center. Pitch on the way from Wells. That's taken inside for ball one. Fairfield Girls Softball Association also has 8 and under, 10 and under, 12 and under, and 14 under traveling teams playing on the weekends. That pitch from Wells taken for a strike by Bickley, and it's 1-1. On deck is going to be Kenley Poole. Make it Clark. Clark, slow roller to the pitcher, third baseman, picks it up over to first. And it's a 5-3 put out. One down for Kenley Poole. 0-for-1 on the night. Strikeout victim back in the first. Poole steps in now in the bottom of the third. One out and nobody on. So you look at ball one. Action tomorrow night from Wayne City. Little League action. 6 o'clock. The broadcast time is JT's takes on Superior Steel in Little League baseball action. From Wayne City, Derek Dunn with the call on that one. Hole swings at a strike. And she'll step back in. Kenley Poole looks at strike two. And it's two strikes now on the center fielder for the Brain Training Center, Kenley Poole. Two strike delivery from Wells coming up. And that's a third strike call, third strike looking. And it's two up, two down here in the bottom of the third for Reagan Wells. Sarah McGahee, single. Back in the second inning, 1-for-1 on the night. Pitch on the way from Wells, swing and a strike from McGahee. Pitch coming up. That's looked at for a ball. Pitch on the way. There's the ball. Reagan Wells is set with the pitch. That's swung. Fouled out of play. Down the right field line. All right. Wells is set. Pitch on the way. That's taken high for a ball. That's ball four. And then we'll bring in Darby Bigley. Bigley, 0-for-1, a strikeout victim back in the second. Still bad here with one on and two outs in the bottom of the third. Pitch on the way. Bigley steps out. Looks at strike one. Wells is set with the 0-1 delivery. Again, Bigley steps out and looks at a ball. One and one the count on Darby Bigley. Pitch from Wells on the way. Bigley looks at strike two. Pitch on the way from Wells. That's taken for a ball. New strike delivery from Wells. And that's taken for a strike. One runner left on. Nobody scores. And at the end of three, it is Podolsky Oil 11 and the Brain Training Center 2. This is Little League Softball on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com.
Back in 1939, Carl Stotts and his wife, Grace, developed an idea for an organization to promote teamwork and fair play for neighborhood youth. With the help of family, on June 6th, the first Little League game was played. And this week, the following help us celebrate and salute all the good the Little League brings to families and kids in our region. Citizens National Bank of Albion, State Farm Agent Carrie Andrews Rice, Greenwald Construction, Beck's Hybrid Seed Sales Representative Richie Greenwald, Hasselton Funeral Home, Ryan Rice, Attorney at Law, The Little Red Barn, Lone Oak, Excavating and Trucking, Neal's Truck Parts Incorporated, Your Wayne City Napa Auto Parts, Jason Greenwald Farms, and the Pioneer Seed Sales Team at Reed Farms. Little League is the largest youth sports program in the world today, and these businesses join the original company in saluting a great program that instills sportsmanship, volunteerism, physical fitness, and an appreciation of a game that's been loved for generations.
Welcome back. Sydney Watson leading things off for Podolsky Oil. She tried to bunt her way on. Mabry Ellis picked it up. Throws it over to first for the first out of the inning. 1-3 put out. That'll bring in Reagan Wells. Wells 2-for-2 on the night. Scored twice. There's the pitch. That one going to be fouled straight back. And it's an 0-1 count quickly on Reagan Wells. Oh, one delivery from Ellis coming up. That's taken high for ball one. One delivery. All the way. That's taken for strike two by Reagan Wells. And it's a 1-2 count on the pitcher for Podolsky Oil. Pitch on the way. It bounces in for ball two. 2-2 the count. One out here. Top of the fourth. Nobody on for Podolsky Oil. There's a ball. Count now 3-2. Ellis set with a full count delivery. Here's the pitch. That's taken high for ball four. Ellis heads down the first one. Ella Thompson steps in. Thompson single to score back in the third. She's 1-for-1 on the evening. Fielder's choice back in the second. Pitch from Ella, swing and a strike by Thompson. Oh, one delivery coming up from Mabry Ellis. Pitch on the way. Taken low for a ball. Fake throw down first. And then they'll take it back to the pitcher. Job Neal's large in inventory of new and used truck parts to fix what's broken or making what's already there a whole lot better. Start your engine at neilstruckparts.com or call 648-2969. Thompson. She'll get a base hit. And now runners at first and second with one out here. Alexa Simpson will bat. Simpson, 1-for-2 in the on the evening. Singled and scored back in the second. Grounded out to the pitcher in the third. Pitch on the way. Slow roller down the third baseline. And Rose foul. And it's an 0-1 count quickly on the number 9 hitter, Alexa Simpson. For Podolsky Oil, plays left field for Podolsky Oil. Pitch on the way, the 0-1 delivery, swing and a strike. And quickly it's 0-2 on Thompson. Pitch is coming up, that's taken high for a ball. 1-2 the count on Ella Thompson now. Pitch on the way. That's inside for a ball. Gets away from the catcher. And that allows the runners to move up to second and third. Mabry Ellis is ready. Here's the pitch. Taken inside for a ball. Three balls, one strike now on Ella Thompson. Pitch on the way from Ellis. It's taken for ball four. Now the base is loaded for the leadoff hitter, Hannah Losey. Losey bats here. 0 for 1. A couple of walks and a strikeout for Losey. One out. Top of the fourth. Base is loaded. Losey swinging at the first pitch. Grounds it foul down to third baseline. Little League action tomorrow night from Wayne City. JT's taking on Superior Steel in baseball. That grounded down to third. There's a force out at third. The run will score as Reagan Wells crossed the plate. So two outs now, top of the fourth. Action Tuesday night from Wayne City as well. It's softball action, 7:15 p.m. Greenwald and Sons. And there's a pop-up to the pitcher, and that will do it for the top of the fourth inning here. One run scores, though, and it is 12-2 in favor of Podolsky Oil here as we get set for the bottom of the fourth. As I was saying, action tomorrow night from Wayne City baseball action. JT's taking on Superior Steel at 6 p.m. Eric Dunn with the call on that one tomorrow night on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Then next Tuesday, the 19th at 7:15 p.m., it's softball action from Wayne City. It's Greenwalt and Sons taking on Draper Insurance. We'll have that one. And then next Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., Fairfield girls softball action, the minors league. Kerry Andrews Rice State Farm and Premier Construction. We'll have that one for you on the radio as we wrap up our coverage of Little League Week on the radio. Getting set for the bottom of the fourth inning. Podolsky Oil has scored one in the first, four in the second, six in the third, and one in the fourth for their total of 12. Brain Training Center, one each in the first and second, did not score in the third. And they'll bat Ava Best, Leah Zerlini, and Mabry Ellis here in the bottom of the fourth. All right, Best will step in. Best looks at ball one. Ava Best scored back in the second for the Brain Training Center. She'll step in here with a 1-0 count. Pitch on the way from Reagan Wells. That's taken high for ball two. First one low, second one a little bit high. Two-0 delivery coming up from Wells. That one's low for ball three. This is action from the Majors League of the Fairfield Girls Softball Association. Pitch on the way. That's taken outside, and it's a four-pitch walk. Ava Best trots down to first. That'll bring in the leadoff hitter, Leah Zerlini. Zerlini, 0 for 1 on the night. Grounded out back in the first. Then fielder's choice and was stranded at third in the second. Pitch on the way. Best takes off for second. She'll be down at second. Delaney swung at strike one, and she's got an 0-2 count against her. Pitch on the way from Wells. Check swing, and that's taken for a strike. And it's an 0-2 count on Aaliyah Zerlini. Pitch on the way. That's taken high for a ball. 1-2 the count on Zerlini. Yeah, Pitch on the way. That's outside for a ball. 2-2 the count. Runner at second is Ava Best. She walked and then stole second. Nobody out here. Bottom of four. Pitch on the way. That one's going to be fouled off down the right field line, down the first base line, rather, by Zerlini. And the count stays 2-2. All right, Zerlini back in. 2-2 delivery coming up from Wells. Pitch is on the way. That one is going to be fouled off. And we'll do it all over again. 2-2 the count. Zerlini facing off against Wells. Nobody out. Runner on second and Avid Best here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Brain Training Center trailing Podolsky Oil 12-2. Pitch on the way. That one, slow roller. Pitcher Wells pitch it up over to first. Not in time. That moves the runner Ava Best up to third. And it will be runners at first and third with nobody out for Mabry Ellis. Ellis, 2-for-2 on the evening. Ellis now set. Wells with the pitch. Throw down to third. Actually, I think it hit Best in the back. Rolled out of play. Runner on first. Zerlini moves up to second. Second and third now. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth. Pitch on the way. That swung on. Down the first baseline and fair. Two runs are going to score. And Ellis is in with a double. Kate Book, the catcher, steps in. Nobody out. Runner on second. That one to the inside. Just about hit Book. I don't know how it missed hitting her. Bobby Wells is going to come out. He's going to talk to Reagan Wells. Kind of settle her down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. If it goes in your engine or anywhere on your car, you'll find it at Napa Auto Parts in Wayne City. Stop by your Wayne City Napa Auto Parts and talk to the guys today at 210 West Robinson Avenue in Wayne City. Or call 895-2108, Napa Auto Parts in Wayne City, where you get the good stuff. Another one of our fine sponsors on Little League Baseball action for you this year. All right, conference at the mound is over with. There's the pitch. Popped up to third base. Losey handles that one easily. And that'll be the first out of the inning. Kenzie Scarborough steps in. 0-for-1 on the evening. Fielder's choice back in the first. And had it out in the second. Scarborough. Little swinging bunt. Wells picks it up over to first. And Scarborough will beat that one out. Runner at second moves up in Ellis. And we've got runners at the corners for Laney Clark with one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. A couple of runs have already scored for the Brain Training Center here. Laney Clark will step in. Clark, 1-for-2 in the night. Clark looks at ball one. Pitch coming up from Wells. And that one hits Clark, and she'll trot down to third, and the bases are loaded now for Kenley Poole. Poole steps in 0-for-2 on the night, but a big situation here with one out in the bottom of the fourth inning and the bases loaded. Ducks on the pond for Kimberly Poole. She looks at ball one. One old delivery from Reagan Wells coming up. Pitch on the way. That's for a strike. Throw down to third. And the runner back easily. 1-1 the count on Kinley Poole, playing center field for the Brain Training Center this evening. Wells with the pitch. Poole swinging a strike. Again, the throw down to third. And again, the runner back easily. 1-2 the count on Kinley Poole. Pitch on the way, Poole swings. And that'll be the second out of the inning. Sarah McGahey steps in. She'll bat here with two outs in the bottom of the fourth and bases loaded. Pitch on the way. That's taken for a strike. Again, the throw down to third. Runner back safely. Here is the pitch. That's high for a ball. Again, bases are loaded. Bottom of four, two outs. Pitch on the way. That's inside. Darren McGahey, the batter. Pitch on the way. That's low for ball three. Sarah Walk was stranded at first, back in the third, single in the second. She'll swing here and fouls that one off down the first baseline. Count now full. Payoff pitch coming up from Reagan Wells. Pitch on the way. And that's a called third strike. And that'll do it for the fourth inning. Couple of runs score, though, for the Brain Training Center. And at the end of four, it is Podolsky Oil 12, the Brain Training Center 4. This is Little League Softball on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com.
Back in 1939, Carl Stotts and his wife Grace developed an idea for an organization to promote teamwork and fair play for neighborhood youth. With the help of family, on June 6th, the first Little League game was played. And this week, the following help us celebrate and salute all the good the Little League brings to families and kids in our region. Citizens National Bank of Albion, State Farm Agent Carrie Andrews Rice, Greenwald Construction, Beck's Hybrid Seed Sales Representative Richie Greenwald, Hasselton Funeral Home, Ryan Rice, Attorney at Law, The Little Red Barn, Lone Oak, Excavating and Trucking, Neal's Truck Parts Incorporated, Your Wayne City Napa Auto Parts, Jason Greenwald Farms, and the Pioneer Seed Sales Team at Reed Farms. Little League is the largest youth sports program in the world today, and these businesses join the original company in saluting a great program that instills sportsmanship, volunteerism, physical fitness, and an appreciation of a game that's been loved for generations.
Top of the fifth inning coming up here. Podolsky Oil leading 12-4. Busch Stadium, Cardinals trailing the Padres 4-2 in the seventh. Cardinals sure would like to come back and get a W in this one, as they got a weekend series coming up at Busch Stadium with the Cubs. For Podolsky Oil, it's going to be here in the top of the fifth inning. Lanny Coates, Eden West, and Eliah West. Anyone gets on. It's going to be Sidney Watson. Reed Farms Pioneer Seed Sales. Growing more than just crops. Reed Farms Pioneer Seed Sales. Located at 317 County Road 1050 North in Keens. Call David Reed, your Pioneer Seed dealer, at 839-0842. Proud supporter of National Little League Week 2018. All right, Mabry Ellis completes her warm-up tosses. Throw down a second, and we are set. Lainey Coates steps into bat here in the top of the fifth. Help me, right, Ellis is set now. Here is the pitch. Burns looks at ball one high. Majors action over on the other diamond. Huh? Like they've got a good one over there. Pitch on the way. That's taken up high for ball two. Pitch on the way from Ellis. Taken outside for ball. Oh, no, that's strike one. Two and one the count now. On Coons. That pitch taken high for ball three. And now it's 3-1. And the catcher for Podolsky Oil, Laney Coons. Pitch coming up. Coons looks at ball four. And we'll bring in Eden West. West 0 for 2 in the afternoon, or on the evening. And the left-hander with bat here. One on and no out. Fifth. Swings at strike one. Fouls it back. One count from Ellis coming up. That pitch outside for ball one. Coons takes off, credited with a stolen base. Runner in scoring position now for Podolsky Oil. Eden West, the cleanup hitter, center fielder for Podolsky Oil batting here. That one gets away from the catcher, and that allows Coons to move down to third. Ellis is set with the windup. There's the pitch. That one taken just to the left of a shortstop by West. She's on with a base hit. And that a score run. That ball right where the pitcher put it and sent it out to left center field for a base hit. Run scores. And that'll bring in Aliyah West. Pitch on the way. Taken for ball two. Ellis is set. Here is the pitch. That's high for ball three. Ellis working into some trouble here in the top of the fifth. Pitch on the way. West swinging a strike. That was more of a self-defense swing. Actually swinging at something, trying to put it in play. That one was high and inside. Pitch from Ellis on the way. And that's taken for a strike. Two strikes now on Aliyah West. Ball gets away from the catcher. So Aliyah West strikes out. And the runner at first goes down to second. And it's one out here in the top of the fifth for Sydney Watson. Watson 1-for-3 on the evening. Pitch on the way. Watson swinging on the first pitch. Fouls it back. Oh, and one, the count on Watson, the shortstop for Podolsky Oil. Pitch on the way, that's taken high for a ball. count even at 1-1. Birthdays and anniversaries heard every morning, Monday through Friday on WFIW on the WFIW Morning Show, 6:45. You can give us a call at 842-2159. If you'd like to wish someone live a happy birthday or anniversary, or just send it into our website at WFIWradio.com. Click on the birthday banner. Wish someone a happy birthday or anniversary. Ellis is set now. Watson awaiting the pitch. Watson swing and a miss. That is strike two on the Podolsky Oil shortstop, Sydney Watson. Pitch coming up. Watson a swing and a strike. For the second out of the inning. Reagan Wells steps in. Wells, 2-for-2. Single twice. Scored a couple of runs. She's walked as well. And looks at ball one. Pitch on the way. Wells grounds it to second. Second baseman picks it up over to first. And it's a 4-3 putout, and that'd do it for the top of the fifth. One runner left on, but Podolsky Oil plates one, and it is 13-4 in favor of Podolsky Oil. Back with the bottom of the fifth right after this on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com.
Back in 1939, Carl Stotts and his wife Grace developed an idea for an organization to promote teamwork and fair play for neighborhood youth. With the help of family, on June 6th, the first Little League game was played. And this week, the following help us celebrate and salute all the good the Little League brings to families and kids in our region. Citizens National Bank of Albion, State Farm Agent Carrie Andrews Rice, Greenwald Construction, Beck's Hybrid Seed Sales Representative Richie Greenwald, Hasselton Funeral Home, Ryan Rice, Attorney at Law, The Little Red Barn, Lone Oak, Excavating and Trucking, Neal's Truck Parts Incorporated, Your Wayne City Napa Auto Parts, Jason Greenwald Farms, and the Pioneer Seed Sales Team at Reed Farms. Little League is the largest youth sports program in the world today, and these businesses join the original company in saluting a great program that instills sportsmanship, volunteerism, physical fitness, and an appreciation of a game that's been loved for generations.
Bottom of five here at Southwest Park. Majors League action at the Fairfield Girls Softball Association. Podolsky Oil leading the Brain Training Center 13-4 here in the bottom of the fifth. Darby Bigley, Ava Best, and the leadoff, Aaliyah Zerlini, bat this inning for the Brain Training Center. Bigby steps in, 0-for-2 on the night. And she'll look at strike one. Reagan Wells on the mound for Podolsky Oil. There is the pitch. That's taken inside for ball one. Count is 1-1. Wells in with strike two. 1-2 the count on Darby Bigley. Bigley plays right field for the Brain Training Center team. That one's way inside. Ball two. 2-2 the count on Bigley. Wells is set now. Here's the pitch. Bigley steps back and it's ball three. 3-2 the count on Bigley. Pitch on the way, backs out of the way. And it's ball four. Bigley hands down to first. Ava Best steps in. Best has scored a couple of times for the Brain Training Center here. She'll bat with one on and nobody out. Bottom of five. Pitch on the way, Best. Swing it at the first one. Over to third, Losey. Takes it to first.
Fly.
Got away from the first baseman, and that allows Darby Bigley to move over to third. With nobody out. They had to bring in Elias Zerlini. Zerlini, one for three, single to score. Back in the fourth for the Brain Training Center. Pitch all the way from Wells. Zerlini looks at strike one. Zerlini is the second baseman for the Brain Training Center. Bats lead off. Pitch is on the way. That one swing and fouls back behind home plate. One won the count on Elias Zerlini. Pitch on the way, that's taken high for ball two. Two won the count. Pitch on the way. Swing and a strike. Well, that was strike three. So it's a strikeout for Zerlini. First out of the inning. Runners at the corners. Mabry Ellis checks in. She's three for three on the evening. Pitch from Wells. That gets away from Ellis. Or gets away from Wells, rather. And that's ball one. Like that one just slipped out of her hand. It's a pretty hot and humid night here at Southwest Park. Pitch on the way, swing, and a miss. One and one the count. On Mabry Ellis. Pitch on the way. That one skips in, bounces in the dirt. Best is going to move up to second. And Ellis a chance to play a couple of runs with a base hit here. Wells with the pitch. That one high and outside. Three and one the counts on Mabry Ellis. Pitch on the way from Wells. Ellis swings, sends one out to short right field. It's going to drop for a base hit. Runner at second had to hold up. Now Ava Best is going to try and score. She will score. And that allows Ellis to move up to second. Took a wide turn. But stopped halfway between second and third and retreated. And Ellis on with a single, then took second as the throw came home. That'll bring in Kate Book. Book batting here with runner on second and one out. Pitch on the way inside for ball one. Set out to short center field by Book. Drops in for a base hit. Ellis moves up to third. It's runners at the corners. One out, bottom of five for Kinsey Scarborough. Wells with the pitch. That allows the runner at first. Book to move up to second. Nancy Scarborough looks at ball one. Here's the pitch from Reagan Wells. On the way, that one's high for ball two. 2-0 the count on Kenzie Scarborough here. Wells with the pitch. Scarborough swings, a little swinging bunt. And she'll be on with a base hit. Base is loaded now for Lainey Clark. Clark singled, stranded back in the first. Grounded out to the third baseman in the third and was hit by a pitch and stranded in the fourth. She'll bat here with the bases loaded and one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Pitch on the way. That's in for a strike. Oh, and one the count on Lainey Clark here. That one's in the dirt. Gets past the catcher. No one can advance, though. Clark chokes up on the bat. She's going to shorten up the swing, trying to put something in play here. Pitch on the way. That's taken low for a ball. Megan Wells in danger of walking in a run. Two runs already in. It is 13-6. Pitch on the way. That's high for a ball. Clark back in. Wells with the pitch. And that is taken for a ball. And will force in a run. And will bring Kenley Poole to the plate. Poole 0-3 on the evening. She'll bat here with one out, bases loaded, bottom of five. Pitch on the way from Wells inside. That's a ball. Gets away from the catcher. And the runner is going to score. Runners move up one.
The Cubs are in here Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. Beginning with
and now it's 13-7. Runners at 13-8. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, yeah. Four runs have scored here. Yeah, that is 13-8. The score. Pitch is on the way. That one from Poole. Hit towards second base. Second baseman catches it on the fly and then doubles off the runner. And that will do it for the fifth. Four runs, though, score for the Brain Training Center. And at the end of five, it is Podolsky Oil 13, the Brain Training Center 8. And it looks like that will do it. That is the final. Podolsky Oil 13, the Brain Training Center 8. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com.
Back in 1939, Carl Stotts and his wife, Grace, developed an idea for an organization to promote teamwork and fair play for neighborhood youth. With the help of family, on June 6th, the first Little League game was played. And this week, the following help us celebrate and salute all the good the Little League brings to families and kids in our region. Citizens National Bank of Albion, State Farm Agent Carrie Andrews Rice, Greenwald Construction, Beck's Hybrid Seed Sales Representative Richie Greenwald, Hasselton Funeral Home, Ryan Rice, Attorney at Law, The Little Red Barn, Lone Oak, Excavating and Trucking, Neal's Truck Parts Incorporated, Your Wayne City Napa Auto Parts, Jason Greenwald Farms, and the Pioneer Seed Sales Team at Reed Farms. Little League is the largest youth sports program in the world today, and these businesses join the original company in saluting a great program that instills sportsmanship, volunteerism, physical fitness, and an appreciation of a game that's been loved for generations.
All right, the final score, Podolsky Oil 13, Brain Training Center 8. That'll wrap it up for this evening. Action tomorrow night from Wayne City. It's JT's and Superior Steel. Derek Dunn with the call on that one about 6 p.m. tomorrow. Again, the final, Podolsky Oil 13, the Brain Training Center 8. For Derek Dunn back at the studio, I'm Mark Turner. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah.
Have a good
evening. Back in 1939, Carl Stotts and his wife, Grace, developed an idea for an organization to promote teamwork and fair play for neighborhood youth. With the help of family, on June 6th, the first Little League game was played. And this week, the following help us celebrate and salute all the good the Little League brings to families and kids in our region. Citizens National Bank of Albion, State Farm Agent Carrie Andrews Rice, Greenwald Construction, Beck's Hybrid Seed Sales Representative Richie Greenwald, Hasselton Funeral Home, Ryan Rice, Attorney at Law, The Little Red Barn, Lone Oak, Excavating and Trucking, Neal's Truck Parts Incorporated, Your Wayne City Napa Auto Parts, Jason Greenwald Farms, and the Pioneer Seed Sales Team at Reed Farms. Little League is the largest youth sports program in the world today, and these businesses join the original company in saluting a great program that instills sportsmanship, volunteerism, physical fitness, and an appreciation of a game that's been loved for generations.
You are listening to 104.9 WFIW, also online at WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here back in the studios again, a final. It was Podolsky Oil 13, Brain Training Center 8. That was Fairfield Girls Softball League action, the majors actually.